Hello.
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm calling with Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide survey and I would like to ask you some questions. To start, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. In your opinion, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
Rising prices, that means inflation.
Understand, thank you so much. And what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue in your opinion?
Reducing carbon.
Thank you so much. What is the most important or present environmental issue facing Minnesota?
It's the same thing. We have too much pollution. So.
Okay, and the pollution is pretty much for the water or air?
Air.
Thank you, sir.
And the drought.
Oh, okay. And using on a scale of excellent, good, fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? Let's start with the forest products. Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Fair. And what about medical manufacturing?
Medicality is good.
Good. Thank you. What about the agriculture or farming? Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Did you say farming?
Yes.
Farming is excellent.
Thank you. What about the electric utilities? It is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
It is excellent, but it is expensive.
Understand. What about mining?
Mining is good.
Okay, and refining?
It's still pollution. I live close to the refinery, so it is polluting, so it is fair, it's not so good.
Thank you so much. And how would you rate the job of each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forest and natural resources in Minnesota? Let's start with the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. Would you say that it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. What about the environmental groups in Minnesota?
Fair.
And forest and timber industries?
I have no idea about that.
Okay. What about the U.S. Forest Service?
Fair.
Thank you. And the county land department?
No idea.
Thank you so much. How important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes woods and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Thank you, sir. How significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, and not at all significant?
Somewhat significant.
Thank you. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other woods products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, fewer than harvested?
I'm sorry asking because I don't have, it is too much now.
Oh, we're almost there, sir. But thank you so much for your time. I will try to do it quickly.
Okay, so what is your question?
Yeah, each year trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grow in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, fewer than harvested?
fewer.
Thank you. And do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota forest today than in 1970?
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay. Do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future? Would you say yes or no?
Yes.
And what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative?
That's positive.
Thank you. Do you feel it's possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without impacting the environment or not?
I think it is possible.
Thank you. Do you feel it's acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
They are, it's possible, yes.
Yes. Some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not? Thank you, sir. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
No.
No. Okay. And do you feel that it's appropriate to use the whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forest for use as a biofuel to generate electricity? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest product industry?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group?
Yes, right.
Thank you. Do you donate money to environmental causes?
Yeah, sometimes I do that through.
Thank you.
Through license and registration, yes.
Okay, thank you so much. We're almost there. The Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers and truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economy activity and employs 69 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component, or a minor component of the Minnesota state economy?
No, I consider it minor.
Thank you. Like many industries, Minnesota forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota forest industries to find and train more workers to fill these jobs?
I oppose.
You're opposed. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Dan?
I am going to list. Almost there, sir. Thank you so much. I am going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. Let's start with creating new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Would you support or oppose?
Oppose.
Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach people not traditionally employed the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant and minority communities. Would you support or oppose?
Support.
Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues. Would you support or oppose?
Support.
Get into a school classroom and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry working jobs provide.
Support.
Thank you so much. Finally, just a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
Master's.
Master's, you say?
Yes, master's degree.
Thank you so much. And what is your age? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and over?
50 to 64.
Thank you so much. And how would you describe the community you live in? Is it a large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Small town.
Thank you, sir. Is your annual household income less than 25,000, 25 to 49,000, 50,000 to 74,000, 75 to 99, or 100,000 or more?
75 to 99.
Thank you. Do you consider your political views liberal, progressive, moderate, conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you so much. In which one of the following categories would you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional, white-collar professional, business management or administration, retired, homemaker, student or not employed?
White-collar professional.
Thank you so much. And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you so much. With this, we conclude our service, sir. Thank you so much for your kindness, helping me with these questions. Enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Thank you. Bye.
Take care, sir.